to suggest his own biographical relationship to Ulysses, Joyce has Stephen propose his expressive theory of the relationship between Shakespeare's art and life. What makes Shakespeare a man of genius is that he encompassed in his vision, quote, all in all in all of us, unquote. Joyce recreates Shakespeare according to his own experience of him and thus becomes the father of his own artistic father and the father whose imagination is so inclusive and vast that it contains the all in all of Shakespeare plus the very addition, or in current terminology, the supplement of his own imagination. Like Joyce, Shakespeare used the details of everyday life for his subject, quote, all events brought grist to his mill, unquote. The major creative artist discovers in his actual experience the potential within his imagination. Quote, he found in the world without as actual what was in his world within as possible, unquote. To activate that potential, the artist must have as wide a range of experience as possible. To get beyond the limitations of his own ego, in order to achieve the impersonality and objectivity that is necessary for dramatic art, his imagination must have intercourse, and the sexual metaphor is, I think, essential to understanding Joyce's aesthetic with the world. For Joyce, homosexuality represents sterile sexuality that must be avoided. He fervently believed that on June 16, 1904, the day he privileged in his imagination as the occasion of his first having walked with Nora, his artistic maturity began. It was, Joyce believed, from that crucial day that he started to overcome paralysis and narcissism and began to move once and for all beyond the purely lyrical in his art, a movement demonstrated by the transformation of the extremely subjective and self-indulgent Stephen Hero into the more objective, a portrait of the artist. And it was from this point that he eventually began the artistic journey that climaxed in the epical and dramatic form of Ulysses. That he emphasized the crystallizing importance of Nora's willingness to walk with him on June 16, 1904, demonstrates the significance of the seemingly trivial in Joyce's aesthetic and provides a clue to understanding how the climactic meeting between Bloom and Stephen could have vast importance to Stephen's life, and perhaps also to Bloom's. In the first three episodes, we recall, Joyce calls attention to Stephen as a Hamlet figure, haunted by the ghosts of his mother, estranged from his father, dressed in black, and paralyzed by artistic inaction. Stephen himself identifies with Hamlet all day. It is in Hamlet, Joyce believed, that Shakespeare simultaneously writes about universal values, even as he writes about himself. Thus, when Shakespeare, quote, wrote Hamlet, he was not the father of his own son merely, but being no more the son, he was and felt himself the father of all his race, the father of his own grandfather, the father of his unborn grandson, unquote. The Schiller and Charybdis episode takes place in the library, an appropriate place to discuss how books should be read and written. From his 1922 vantage point, Joyce has Stephen predict the relationship between his 1904 self and his retrospective fictionalized self. Quote, in the intense instant of imagination, when the mind, Shelley says, is a fading coal, that which I was is that which I am, and that which in possibility I may come to be. So in the future, the sister of the past, I may see myself as I sit here now, but by reflection from that which then I shall be, unquote. By defining the relationship between the creative imagination of Shakespeare and the biographical Shakespeare, whose actual experience is the crucial source for the activity of his creative imagination, the above passage educates the reader to understand that Joyce viewed Stephen as an immature version of the author who wrote Ulysses. But with the necessary experience, and for Joyce that included the kind of heterosexual experience that Bloom and Molly, as well as Shakespeare and Anne Hathaway, have shared, Stephen has the potential to become a mature artist.